Well, Wolf, the video, about 30 minutes long, is the first from Ayman al-Zawahiri since the death of Osama bin Laden.
The video is in large part a tribute to Osama bin Laden.
He went to his God martyred because he said no to America.
Ayman al-Zawahiri does not proclaim himself bin Laden's successor, but with the tape, he appears to be positioning himself.
He wants to show to the al-Qaeda membership around the world, their supporters, that he's the paramount leader of al-Qaeda, that he's the one that's delivering the eulogy for Osama bin Laden.
In the video, Zawahiri cheers on the uprisings in Libya, Syria, and Yemen.
They need to continue their struggle, their rage, and their sacrifices.
Al-Qaeda doesn't like these movements, but they recognize they have no option but to say, if we want to be relevant, we better stick with the population. And the population has spoken, so let's pretend like we're with them.
In the tape, Zawahiri pledges support to Mullah Omar, the head of the Taliban, urges the Muslim masses to rise up against what he calls a treacherous Pakistani regime, and he makes repeated but unspecific threats against the U.S.
I call for jihad, my beloved people, to fight those who fight Islam.
Since the raid that killed bin Laden, U.S. counterterrorism officials have assumed Zawahiri was in deep hiding, afraid for his safety. Analysts believe he must have been very anxious to be seen and heard because releasing this video involved risks, for instance, using a courier like the one that led the U.S. to bin Laden.
Intelligence analysts have pored over previous al-Qaeda videos, trying to determine where they were taped. This video does not provide any obvious clues. The background is pretty nondescript. Yeah. Wolf?
I guess it's official confirmation, more confirmation from al-Qaeda now, from Ayman al-Zawahiri himself, that bin Laden is dead. Gene, thanks very much.